Hi, everyone. Dr. Will here. I'm very excited to share with you how to write a book in 30 to 90 days, how to become the expert and increase your credibility across the board. I'm Dr. Will Horton, and I get to share with you this information. So what would happen if you could write that book that you've been thinking about for 30 to 90 days? You're probably watching this little webinar because you've thought about a book, you've wanted a book, you kind of got an idea for a book, you go to a conference or a seminar and you see these people have books and you're like, I want to do that. Maybe you had got a great idea for a book, you just haven't done it yet, right? So my goal is your success, right? Now, so what makes this different? Well, it's no secret that being an author adds instant credibility. We know that, right? It makes you the expert in other people's eyes. Books are replacing business cards, which we'll talk about in this one, is if you have a book and you do it right and you have more, it basically becomes a business card that blows away everybody when you do it right. And writing a book also makes you master the material at a different level. And again, it's great for back of the room product. If you're doing any kind of training, sales training, hypnosis training, NLP training, any kind of training, if you have a book, it's back of the room. And guaranteed, 50 to 70% of the people in the seminar will buy your book, right? So I've done a lot of things right. I've written a lot of books. This one just got released, Habits for Success. This sold quite a few copies. It was a bestseller, you know. How to Get Others to Do What You Want and Have Them Think It Was Their Idea, Mind Control Secrets. Yeah, it was kind of a cool book. Then I also wrote Psychology of Persuasion. Of course, this one, it was a bestseller, Alcohol and Addiction Solution. I have another one coming out soon. My first book was Primary Objective, which was a thriller. I wrote Quantum Psychology. So I've written all these books, and it's kind of interesting. And so I've done some things right, but I have to tell you, I've done a lot of things wrong. We're going to get into that. And I discovered this the hard way. The good news is you get to cheat and get the easy way. So my first book was this one in 1998, Primary Objective, right? It was through a small publisher, a regular publisher. Great, right? I finally wrote the book I wanted to write. So afterwards, I wanted to write another book. But I didn't, right? So here's what I tried. Maybe you try these, self-discipline. I'm gonna write this book, right? I started reading about writing. I bought all the books on writing, you know, from Stephen King to all these other people, right? I watched videos, you know, the internet was around then, it was getting started. I would watch anything I could about it, right? College classes. I thought about taking a college class. I didn't, but some people suggested I did. But I also, you know, have a college, well, I'm a doctor, but I got several, degrees. In fact, one of my minors is English, right? So why didn't that work? So why didn't reading about writing work? Well, it just kind of confuses you, to tell you the truth. If you read one book by an expert, maybe he's a best-selling author, and then you read another book, they'll clash. Kind of like reading too many diet books. You don't know what to do after a while. And it can get kind of complicated. But does whatever they're talking about fit your style? Maybe you're lucky you get one that fits your style. If it doesn't, you're stuck. And when is enough? When can you just finally say, I'm going to do this? Maybe you take college classes. Now, most teachers destroy creativity, right? Very few successful writers have an English degree. Teaching writing is not writing. Have they done it? Right? Always remember Harry Potter. And her name just fell out of my head. She has a high school graduate, right? Was told she couldn't write. I mean, the list goes on and on. All these people, right? So you want to realize this may not be the way. And what about free videos? Again, too much conflicting information. No skin in the game. You're like, okay, maybe you watch it, maybe you don't, right? And the real reason it didn't work is because self-discipline fails because of many factors. Basically, it's conscious, subconscious conflict, which we'll get into. But the big thing is, can you see yourself as an author and the images of what a writer is? And then there might be the fear of success. We could say fear of failure, but what about fear of success, right? And do you have what I call the why me syndrome, which we'll get to, right? So there are three secrets on why you're stuck. Number one, you are set up to fail. Number two, What we know about writing is wrong, and this is based in your neurology, right? So what we know about it, what we think about it, is wrong. Number three, why you have to change from the inside out. You have to have a new relationship with writing that book. Right? And then things really begin to change. So number one, why are we set up to fail? What do I mean by that? The tall poppy gets cut down. The minute you say you're going to write a book, a lot of your friends are going to make fun of you. Oh, who do you think you are to write a book? And So we're set up to fail, right? You hear all the horror stories. The system doesn't want you to succeed. Let's be honest, right? Especially if you have a new groundbreaking idea, right? So we're set up to fail on many different levels, right? And the truth about writing and publishing, that's one of the reasons we're set up to fail. We start thinking of, oh, I'm going to write a book. It's going to be a bestseller. I'll retire to my island in the Mediterranean. You hear about Rollins, that's her name, wrote Harry Potter, being a billionaire. You hear about, Stephen King owns, I don't know how much, the state of Maine, with the 500, whatever it was, hundreds of millions of dollar contract. Patterson, same thing. And even some of the big best-selling nonfiction books, that's what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to go through a major publisher. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So then you start setting yourself up to failure because that is not what the publishing industry is anymore. It can be done, but is that what you want? And in fact, you may be setting yourself up to fail to do this, right? There's a reason you see some of the really prolific writers that have had bestsellers, through publishing houses, also self-publish a lot of material. And I'll tell you why as we go on. But again, that's the truth about writing and publishing. It's changed, just like every business. In 2002, Blockbuster was a multi-billion dollar company. It was invincible. It was, if you wanted to rent a video, you went to a Blockbuster video. They bought up all the chain, yada, yada. 10 years later, they're gone. What happened? Everything's changing. Same with the publishing industry. And yet, a lot of the teachers going back to college, going back to the internet guys, they haven't kept up with the current thing. And the third secret is, and nobody attacks this, they'll show you the technical thing, journaling, how to do this, how to do that, set the right time, do this. They don't change from the inside out to redo your relationship with being in authorship, how to be real, So you want the easy way to write that book? Do you really want the easy way? Well, my first book, again, was published in 1998, right? And I wanted to write another one. And it wasn't until 2002 that I wrote Selling Yourself to Others, The New Psychology of Sales, which I co-wrote with Kevin Hogan, who's published like 28 books or something like that, about half or more through major publishers. And he helped me get this book started because I was stuck. I couldn't get started. I couldn't get started. And we did this book great, right? Then I went back and I was going to write more books. I didn't. It wasn't until about 2011 that many things started to change. And then it was rapid. I wrote Quantum Psychology, which is this one, right? Then I wrote The Alcohol and Addiction Solution, which was this one, right? And then I was starting to get it, right? And kind of went into a lull. Then I wrote The Psychology of Persuasion. That's the new cover. Here's the old cover, right? Then quickly I came out. I don't have a copy of this one with me right here. Using Your Brain in Addiction Treatment, right? And I just released Habits for Success, which is this one, right? Hope you have a copy, right? And then now in production should be out by the time this class formally gets started, Ultimate Fat Loss for You. And this was done in the secret way. All these things get faster and faster. So here's what you need to do in six steps if you want to write your book. Number one, you have to remove internal conflicts. Plan your niche and target what you want to write about. Many people start with too big of a topic, right? What's your niche? What's your target? Get it on paper, market and promo it, and it's not your fault. It's not your fault. I always say, you don't know what you don't know. I didn't know it. I kind of stumbled into what I did, but I didn't know what I didn't know. Now I know. Right? And what worked in the past may not work now. And that's what I found, right? And then there's some hidden secrets that'll get you over the top, because publishing has changed. And again, it goes back to, what do you want your book to do? Step one, remove internal conflicts. Decide what you want your book to do. This is where sometimes you need an outside person to help you. In the old days, it was your editor. Maybe you had an idea and they helped you form it. If you can do that, God love you. It's great, right? But if you also go the traditional publishing route, you're looking for probably minimum of 18 months, if you've got your book and your idea really ready, to probably 24 to 36 months before the book comes out, right? It's just the way it works, right? So you have to decide what you want your book to do. Sometimes having people help you is good for that. And again, what's your niche? Research the market. And it doesn't matter if it says, I can't write another book on weight loss. Bullshit. You can write many books, right? On the niche, right? Is great. And some guys would argue, and it's true, is if you have a totally new niche, it's going to be hard to sell the book because it's a new niche, you know? And what is different when you're getting ready? What's your unique selling proposition, right? And once you get your USP and target down these things, the book flows better. And one of the ways to think about it, a lot of people don't realize it when you're getting ready to write your book, what problem does your book solve? You know? So if I'm looking for a book, I know what my problem is. Does your book solve it, if that's what you want it to do? And your story, why you? Why should I buy a book by you? You know, what's your story? How does your story fit into your book? Right? Do you know? And then you have to outline your book, maybe chapter breakdowns. We're going to talk a lot about that. Bullet points, which helps you later. And then you record or write your chapters. There's a couple ways to write books that people don't think about. And you can edit the book yourself, or farm it out. Right? And it used to be, when people say, oh, I'll write a book, go through a publisher, they'll publish it for me. They charge you to publish the book. Right? I know a person that worked for a publishing house, and they said, if they give you a $10,000 advance, that's great. But a lot of times the author ends up owing the money before the book is published, because they went through the professional editing thing through the publishing house, which is not free. You know, you might hear about the best-selling authors getting free that, but you haven't sold a million copies of a book. So they're going to charge you to edit it. Right. And so he kind of said, it's kind of known that, you know, if they give you this advance, if they did it right, they got like 75 to 100% of it back by helping you edit it and do some other things, because they also expect you to market your book, which we'll talk about. Step three, read your book and have someone else read it. This is important. This one bit me in the butt just recently. Right. But it's kind of helped me in the long run. And then fix it once and move on. And then design your cover, get a foreword, and preview readers. Ask your people that you know, colleagues, coworkers, anybody to read your book, and hopefully give you a testimonial. And then, what's your marketing plan? Step four, and you need to format it for Kindle. Set the title and the cover. Do you have a website? Does it tie into your book? How does your book tie into the website? Maybe if, and here's a gift I'll give you even before I try to sell you a course, which is, if you're going to write a book and you're researching it, see if there's a website with the title of your book. If not, well, get that website. You know, it's $15 to get a website. So, you know, you might have becomeanauthorfast.com, right? And then you write the book, Become an Author Fast, right? And then it's easier to set this up, right? Then you have your book go live. And do you want to self-publish or go through publishers, right? It's a thing. And again, then you go and get your cover done, or you do the cover yourself. I'm going to show you something here. I think it's kind of cool. And sometimes I'll show you a way, probably for $15 to $30, it will change everything about your book, right? When I first published this book, Quantum Psychology, I did the really, you know, there's a way in Kindle you can design, and it used to be CreateSpace, now it's Kindle Direct, but you know, you can design your little cover. Okay, fine. This is very common. You see this in a lot of conferences, things like that. People publish a book because it's the cheap way to do it. Well, then I found how to do it, and then I had the cover done, right? This cover cost not much money, but if you had the choice between, now nothing on the inside of this book is different, I just changed the cover. Right? And look at the difference. You're much more likely to buy this book than this book, right? Because this looks like, oh, this was done very slickly. This, you know, it was probably, you could tell it's self-published. Many people are surprised when they find out these books are self-published. And it can change everything. It changes the perception. And of course, those of us in NLP and hypnosis know perception is reality, right? So, and this is the most important thing sometimes is your cover. Does it grab the attention? Do you follow the rules, right? And then you want to get your book edited. You know, I suggest you have someone else edit it. Why? You become blind to your own stuff, you know? There's a commercial on about this odors and because you call it nose blind. So you want to hire out because other people will notice the mistakes that you don't notice. And then step six is you want to get some interviews. Having a book is an easy way to get interviews on podcasts, on radio, maybe even television, you know, local radio, national radio, local paper, TV, right? Now I'm working and I'm redoing how I approach this, right? But it does give you the expert status. So I was there. So my story is I had that writer shuffle again. I wrote the first book, came out, and it was about 4 or 5 years later. Second book, then a big gap, and then I've been able to kick them out since because I couldn't get it. I didn't have a system that made it easy to do. Then I found something hidden, and it's basically a 21st century approach. So let's do it. Now, one of the first things is, and this is a gift for you, is I want you to close your eyes and imagine what you think an author is, especially those of you who've never written a book. Right? And let's make it even better. A best-selling author, right? A best-selling author. So if you close your eyes and imagine, yep, I can picture whatever it is, kind of a faceless best-selling author. Great. Now open your eyes. Now close your eyes. Now think of how you are right now. Get that image of you. And see if you can move that image of you to the same spot in your mind where that best-selling author is. And see what your brain says. Right? Now, most people, like, let's say if your author was here, open your eyes, and your image is here, and you go to try to put it there, it slips back. It slips back, right? Because we have an unrealistic expectation of what this is going to be, right? So what we just did, we started the process to remove conflict and get ready to start. Because if you don't do this, you won't succeed. And there's ways to do it and also reinforce it. So here's what I want you to have. Number one, result is a clear idea of yourself as an author. Number two, get your book on Kindle and then Kindle Direct, right? Get your cover, get the foreword, get ready to go, right? Number three is a marketing plan. Number four, start selling your book, promote it and yourself. Number five, become a published colleague of mine, right? Now you'll be thrilled to know that I had two choices. Basically, first option was go really cheap, like a lot of these guys, put it out there. It really wouldn't give me the ability to give you what you really need to get your book started, right? Second option requires a little higher investment, but in exchange, I can devote more resources to guarantee that you're successful. And I have the evidence to prove it, right? So some testimonials. Yeah, I've been helping people do this for a long, long time. I did a course like this a few years ago and got good results. But just recently, in the last year, as part of my master trainer of NLP, I told everybody they got to write a book. And I basically taught them what I'll be teaching here in a much more expensive format. And, you know, they had to get a book done. Now, you know, there's several people that's gotten their books out just in the last year. One person who actually took the course remotely because of the time change being overseas was rarely on the call live. I think they published like three books. And I just started this. You know, in the summer, if I remember right, right? And so they've already published a couple books. Several other people got their books out. Other people have their books in the editing stage. And it's fascinating and it worked. And this was just, and it wasn't the focus of the course. I was still teaching master trainer things. I just said, I want all the master trainers of NFNLP to be a published author. And so I started walking people through this process. So, you know, if you're interested, shoot me an email. I'll give you the names of some people that took the class. So the dates for the webinars for this class is it's going to start January 8th, you know, at 12 p.m. And it's going to be about an hour each. And then it's going to run for 5 weeks with a bonus class January 1st. That's right. New Year's Day. Why not start everything on New Year's Day? And that's a bonus class, which will get you ready to really kick this and run. And of course, all of these things will be available on replay later that day. So if we do the live class, 45 minutes to an hour and a half, it'll get recorded, gets put up on the website. You can review it whenever you want. I may develop a private Facebook group for it, so you can actually watch it on Facebook, right? Become an author fast is what the course is. So I believe this is the best course on writing a book, especially a nonfiction book. Why? It's different than anything else you see available because it has accountability and experience doing this, helping lots of people write these books. And if you don't have this course, then another year goes by without you writing a book, right? And you can get started in about 60 minutes a day, twice a week, at least for the class. You're going to do more work than that for about 6 weeks, right? And then boom, you're on your way. So what's your freedom, your self-respect worth to you? Well, 100,000, 5,000, 10,000, more or less, what? How much would you pay to get recognition as an expert in what you want to do? And you can see why some people are paying me, like I said, about $3,000 to come to the group and do it, right? And you can see why it's a good deal at, $5,000 if you're going to do it. And like I say, cheapest would be like $1,997 for the general public. But because you're special, and I want to get this out there, Become an Author Fast is a unique thing. And what I'm doing is breaking it down into modules. Your author image and your plan, outline bullet points, transcribe and marketing, go live and promotion. There's going to be a bonus module and a special module that I'll tell only the people about once they get in. And then you can access it and review it, right? Total value, $2,379. Just for this, right? And again, just did it with people that paid $29.95. So if all I did was help you get that first book out, would it be worth it? Or maybe you're like me, and maybe you got one out and you've been stuck for years or decades. Would it be worth it? Would removing the procrastination be worth it? Recognition as an expert, would it be worth it? To stop your delay, would that be worth it? To regain your inner peace, because you're probably fighting yourself because you really want to do this and you haven't done it yet. What about starting a new life as an author? And the real question is, are you worth it? Right? So as you think about those things, right, what I want you to do is realize that, I was going to charge $23.79. And then I thought a reasonable price would be $497. I think that's what I charged last time, right? So I was going to do it for $297, and that's what I'm going to do it for, $297. I had to argue with myself, but I think to get this out there, it's worth it. And, I want to get several people in the first leg. Now, after I get this up and running, I may go back to the $497 after the initial class. So go here now, becomeanauthorfast.com, www.becomeanauthorfast.com. And I follow my own advice. I got the website. And then you're also going to see me go through this process with one or two books as we're doing it. So you're going to see me do it in real time as you're doing it with me, right? So the real question is it worth gambling a few minutes of your time to check this out? Which is, if it does half of what I've claimed today on this webinar, it'll pay for itself easily. So are you worth it? So get started now. Click the button below. Becomeanauthorfast.com. Without it, you'll have less credibility, less exposure, lost sales. I had someone, they taught a hypnosis course, and they've been hypnotists for a while now, NLP or hypnotist. And they had a student took the class. Within a year, wrote a couple books, right? And basically, they followed this process. And then the person that taught them this stuff, they were both being up to do something for a corporation. Well, the younger guy in the field got the job. And he got the job when the guy who'd been around for a long time asked the person, well, why'd you go with them? Just out of curiosity. He said, well, they wrote the book on it. They have to be the expert. Now, he could have said, well, I taught him, but then he seems bad, and because in the person who didn't know anybody eyes, the person with the book was the expert, right? So with it, your status as an author, credibility, self-satisfaction, increased exposure, and it's a cool factor. Say, I'm a writer. So what to do? Go to becomeanauthorfast.com, secure your spot right now. Click the pay button, send your $297 to me, right? And get ready for the classes next month. And again, if there's one of those you can't make, maybe you got a trip, training, something like that, it'll be recorded, put up that day, right? And then there'll be some bonuses, some really cool stuff. So what to do? Go to that, secure your spot, click the button, pay that, and start thinking about what you want your book to be. So hurry up, go ahead and do it right now. becomeanauthorfast.com. I can't wait to see you in the course because we're going to have so much fun. It's going to be cool. And I can't wait to help you write that first book or get your second book out there quickly. So you have a great day and I'll see you soon.